It's your Day in Tech Yesterday, and it's brought to you by our friends over at DJI. Get yourself your own drone by going over to geekazine.com/DJI. Jeffrey Powers here. I welcome you to the Day in Tech History, a full rundown of technology history 7 days a week. Subscribe to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, or download right from dayintechhistory.com. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. April 3rd. 1972, John Postel creates the first Telnet specification in request for comment 318 entitled Ad Hoc Telnet Protocol. Also in 1972, the first portable cell phone call takes place in New York City. It was placed by inventor Martin Cooper. 1982, Atari declares this day as National Pac-Man Day when it introduced the game as a video game cartridge for the Atari 2600. 1984, IBM unveiled the PC Convertible, the company's first laptop computer. It featured a 4.77 MHz Intel 80C88 processor, 256 kilobytes of RAM, monochrome CGA monitor, and more. 1989, Compaq introduced the Compaq Desk Pro 286E, featuring 1 megabyte of RAM. For 5 expansion slots, VGA graphics, and mouse port, starting at $2,699. And now this word from our friends over at DJI Technologies. You know you want a drone. You're a techie kind of person. You like to have fun outdoors, and it is getting warmer now. It's kind of like when you were a kid and you got that first RC car, except this one flies. Connect the camera and record around your house. You can go to your park and put together some great videos of your kids playing ball, flying kites, and more. You can even get the ball or the kite's perspective. If you go over to geekazine.com/DJI, geekazine.com/DJI, you can get free shipping on that DJI Phantom 2. It's the one that I have and use all around Madison here. Then go out to the park and have yourself some fun. Geeky fun with DJI Technologies and the Phantom 2 drone. Now let's get back into your day in tech history. In 2000, in the case of the United States versus Microsoft, U.S. District Court Judge Thomas Penfield Jackson issues a 43-page conclusion of law ruling that Microsoft acted illegally to protect its operating system monopoly and used its monopoly position in its attempt to monopolize the web browser market. 2002, Zarus SL5500 by Sharp Electronics was released. It was a handheld computer in the United States featuring the Lineo Linux operating system, an Intel 206 megahertz strong ARM processor, and 64 megabytes of RAM. Price was $500. 2004 version 4.2.1 of the self-programming language was released. It's an object-oriented programming language based on the concept of prototypes. 2007, the open-source blogging engine Habari was first released. It was a community-developed engine written in PHP that runs on web servers as a blog platform. 2008, executive Ian Rogers leaves Yahoo Music for Topspin Media. Apple passes Walmart in global music sales. Intel unveiled plans for a netbook computer. Also in 2008, Motorola announced that it would eliminate 2,600 jobs in a restructuring effort. And Microsoft and Yahoo met again to try and work out a deal in the merger talks. 2009, Senators Olympia Snowe and Bill Nelson introduced a bill to try and curb any SMS and email spam. And Comcast suffered an email server outage. The server was down until 2:45 p.m. 2010, Apple released the iPad 16 and 32 gigabyte models without 3G. That would be released at the end of April, starting at $499. And in 2013, 154 days after acquiring LucasArts, Disney shuts it down. They dissolved the gaming company directly into Disney. And Bitcoin wallet service InstaWallet shuts down after an online attack.
And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2015, JMP Enterprise, and geekazine.com.